chill. It's your boy, Arizona Verse, and with me, my dude, and co-host, Slow Bobo.
Hey.
All right.
Fucker.
I'm black, he's Mexican, and first things first, what the fuck is going on in the NFL, man?
Playing with our monk is nice and fucked up like. Playing chess.
Yo, I don't know. I don't know what's going on in the NFL, and I hate to do it, but I am Arizona Verse. I got to call conspiracy. I got to call conspiracy. For those who don't know, who have not been keeping up with the NFL, there's just been a lot of guys getting arrested for domestic violence. Go ahead.
No, I guess I should. Maybe I should wait. Oh, well, just out of support, before we hear the bad news, for those who haven't heard what's been going on, for those who can see us, I'm rocking the Ray Rice jersey.
For those watching us live on the IBHMPodcast.com website, in support of Ray Rice, Sol Popo has his jersey on, and that jersey is indeed a gray wife beater.
Sorry. That made me a little fucked up. And maybe not. I don't know. We got to laugh at this shit, right?
If you find that fucked up, you probably shouldn't be listening to the show. So, but yeah, there's been a string of domestic violence cases. Jonathan Dyer or something just got arrested. Roger Goodell has had to come out. He's been coming out, you know, under harsh criticism. And this even goes back to the Ray Rice situation, where they heard that something happened and they suspended him for 2 games, and then the video got out and people got real mad, so then they suspended him indefinitely. And then you have this Dyer dude who's actually he's a Cardinals player, and he is under suspension of aggravated assault against his 27-year-old wife and his 18-month-old son. And then I also saw some shit like Keyshawn Johnson, who's a retired football player, he's like an announcer now, he's under domestic violence cases. Like, what is going on? Like, my brain could only contemplate, I have to call conspiracy, and I don't mean Illuminati and the NWO. I mean, something's going on with the NFL where they're under a lot of scrutiny, and they're taking, like, even one dude who worked, who plays for the Denver Broncos, the thing that he's getting in trouble for is something that happened like 6-7 months ago. So it's like they have all these reports of these domestic violence cases that they've given no fucks about, but now that people are pissed off, they're like, oh, wait, we got to start suspending people so people know that we care, because the NFL cares.
Well, you got to fucking, all that PR, you know what I'm saying? Or that PR control. I was going to say, dude, shit's been going on. I mean, I'd imagine that when these motherfuckers are playing, they got to be hocked up on something, you know, whatever legal way of being able to get pumped. These motherfuckers are on it. And I know I used to fuck with, what the hell was it, Daryl Washington? Baby mama. And she would tell me that this motherfucker, would, you know what I'm saying, would go upside all the goddamn time. It wasn't until that one past time to where he fucked her up something proper and she got smart and, you know, whatever. I don't know. When she officially became the baby moms. I don't know. But, these motherfuckers are on something. And
something.
And part of that, too, man, that's where shit should stop. And I know, and I make a lot of jokes about it. Please believe I love talking shit and, you know, wrestling everyone's asshole feathers. But, I mean, it motherfuckers, they're definitely pulling the strings right now to show you, hey, where someone's popping off to where, you know, they have to reveal the shit, but they've been knowing. These motherfuckers been knowing. Even with the Ray Rice video, they done had it for I don't know how many months before they actually showed it. So,
I mean. And my whole thing is, I think it's a cultural thing. I think what we're really starting to see in America as time progresses is people, or cultures, I should say, they evolve. So you have this little subculture group, and over time they continue to grow and they start to come up with their own traditions, kind of like how we had hunter-gatherers back in the day, who they had their old traditions and different things. And I kind of see the same thing with like a lot of these cultures, these subcultures. And I look at the NFL, and you are in a very hectic world where, from, you know, a lot of these NFL players start when they're like 5-6 years old playing flag football and all the different shit like that. And you just go through these intense regimens of trying to achieve that level of NFL success. And it's a very fucking high testosterone, adrenaline pumping in the gym, just getting caked up like it's a beefcake market. And so when I see these big beefcake motherfuckers act like dumbasses, I'm not surprised. I think that's my problem with the world nowadays. I'm not surprised. I think over the past couple of weeks, I've given up on society. Society is broken. It's falling apart. There's nothing we can do about it. I'm going to continue to spread the information that I know in my opinion and so on and so forth. But shit is fucked up. It's too late. We're so far gone. But I think that the NFL, it's that culture. It's the how those people are up, or how they come up. And it attracts people who have those type of tendencies, because it's those same types of those characteristics within the NFL and those subcultures lead on to these tendencies that cause you to beat your wife and beat your kids and a whole bunch of other shit. I think it's that culture. So
no, and I think you hit on the head, and this goes for all forms of entertainment. That these cultures, they have a stigma, you know what I'm saying? Stigmata that comes along with it, yo.
Not to cut you off, but look at the music industry. What's big over there? Cocaine and exhaustion. Mm-hmm. Like every one of these different cultures, they have their tendencies of what they do fucking up. It's just when you're on that high level of something, it's a lot of fucking pressure.
Yeah. Well, we think we're kindred. We think we're more than a man. We think we're gods.
I'm a god.
And, I mean, motherfuckers will go upside a motherfucker. So, I mean, once again, not condoning it whatsoever, but you gotta realize, I mean, the devils that we're dancing with. To realize that, then it's gonna be cool. And just to kind of jump off of that, so we can hopefully get off of this shit. What was that one post that you put on face? But you feel like Christ or the Messiah already done came.
I posted on Facebook earlier this week. I'm starting to think that the rapture already happened, and we're just the dumbasses left over.
Yeah.
And that was the post. That was the moment I had given up on society. I posted that. I think we've already lost. So yeah. So if you guys didn't enjoy that, you're listening to the wrong podcast.
Mm.
Yeah. Once again, it's your boy, Arizona Verse, and with me, my dude, my motherfucking friend, and my motherfucking co-host, Soul Papa.
Hello there.
I'm black. He's Mexican, but you should already know that.
You should be listening.
This is a podcast about nothing in particular, just current events minus the bullshit. And check us out at ibhmpodcast.com for all of the fuckery that we dive into. Now, speaking of fuckery, if you want to follow me on my main sources of social media fuckery, you could follow me on Tumblr, which is a different state of black.tumblr.com, or be my friend on Facebook at facebook.com/ArizonaVerse, and I'll be your friend. And then long as you're not crazy, I don't like crazy people. So now if you want to follow my motherfucking dude Soul Papo, his main source of social media fuckery is
I too also like to LOL and lols on the interwebs, and such places as soulpapo.tumblr.com, soulpapo.tumblr. You can fuck with me there. Might as well have me on the Facebook thing. On the right, I actually started, I did the one thing I said I wasn't going to do, and I started adding a bunch of the new coworkers that were for at my main time gig on Facebook. And you know what?
You're in.
I'm in it. I'm in it.
You're
know
in
what?
It to win it. You're making Facebook friends with your coworkers. You're in it to win it.
And that's something you don't do. But I'm hoping that I can have the charismatic blah, blah, blah to do the blah, blah, blah that I'm trying to blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
And, so if it, I mean, really anything online, SOULPAPO.
Yes, sir. And two real quick. Oh, my bad. How much?
Oh, no, I'm not. That's bad. I'm really a sweetheart and a poet, but my fuckers don't know. Because I'm a horror. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Two real quick shout-outs. Shout-out to motherfucking Kamani Kim, who was on episode 19, I believe, Heavy as the Head, who released a new motherfucking record called Butt Naked Fucking Nuns. And I think you guys should go out there and check it out just because of the title. And also, I want
to... now? Is that the thing?
Yeah, 18, well, his... what would it be? His producer's handle is ATM the Professional, and he had got the name from Badlin, Beat Badlin, and he was making so much money, niggas start calling him ATM. So every time he went to the beat battle, he'd come out with some money. So it was like, oh, that's motherfucking ATM.
Now, but, this could be me being a local AZ native. I heard it for now. Like, maybe I just wasn't in the mode. Maybe right now I'm not on, let's fuck some bitches in the asshole mode.
Why would you ever not be in the fuck a bitch and asshole mode?
These times, man, these good times is killing me. I don't know.
It's
I don't
the
know.
Rapture.
And you know what I'm saying? Because in the real, I was all about that Eminem. That, you know what I'm saying? Just put your granddaddy's drawers down to do some wicked. But, oh, man, that shit, that kind of, you know what I'm saying? Touches my soft spot right under the nipple. Like, I don't, it fucks. And I don't know, but people should listen, I guess. I can't talk shit. That's your people's. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Maybe I'm trying to start a fucking internet beef so we can go bang, bang, bang. Because these niggas ain't killing me quick enough. I don't know.
Bang, bang. So, one other shout out. Shout out to Arizona Hip Hop altogether. Because you could catch your boy Arizona Verse October 18th at Comerica Theater. Because there's an Arizona Hip Hop Festival going on. Have you heard about this, Bobo?
I think you sent me something, and you know what I think about hip hop.
Yeah, and yo, I'm the same way. I don't fuck with the scene anymore, and there's reasons, and those reasons are always ever apparent. But I do want to check this out because just to read, this is off of phoenixhiphop.net. They have this article up, and it says, Respect the Underground is about to throw the biggest show yet, the Arizona Hip Hop Festival. That's right, an entire festival dedicated solely to Arizona hip hop. We've come a long way since the days of packing 250 people in the Mason Jar. Real quick, shouts out to the Mason Jar, because when I was back in my MC days, when I first started doing shows in like 02, 03, my first three performances were at the Mason Jar. Yeah. And I always say to all you aspiring musicians out there, I'm going to tell you a life lesson I learned when it comes to live performances during my first three performances at the Mason Jar.
Don't go
first time. First time we went up there, we performed, we did okay, we got an okay reaction. The second time we went up there, we put on a phenomenal, perfect show. Crickets. No one said anything. The third show was completely fucked up. I was in a three-man group called Diverse. It was me, the conscious MC, a black gangster rapper, and a white gangster rapper. So that was where the name Diverse came from, because our content was very diverse. And
diverse up the crew than anything else, I'd imagine.
Exactly. Yeah. It was the only thing that made it diverse was two gangster rappers had a conscious nigga in their group. That was the only thing that made it
That's
diverse.
As deep as it went.
You know, other than that, it's just G Unit, if you will. But, yeah, so then the third show that we did, the white dude fucked up real bad. And, like, the show was, like, timed perfectly a certain way, and he completely fucked up, which fucked up the whole entire set. And so I was furious. The show was over, and the crowd went fucking crazy. And I was like, I learned everything I needed to do about live performing. You could put on a hell of a performance, people won't give a fuck. You could drag your nuts through the fucking sand, and people will love it. So you never know. Just do what you do, and whatever happens, happens. Just Arizona Hip Hop Festival. Your boy Arizona Verse is gonna be down there October 18th. I'm gonna have the camera. I'm gonna be out there on behalf of IBHM, and I'm gonna choose some footage. And hopefully, if Popo, ain't got no pale skin dyke, say he might be involved, or if he could bring him, just come through to the spizzot, and we do this his something like that. Whatever the kids are saying.
We'll see what's up. And like I said, I really hate the goddamn scene, and I hate people in general. And like I said, I got to keep myself locked up because I choose to not have a gun, because I really would go bang, 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 bang.
Bang, bang.
So.
That's why I'm not mad at Chief Keith.
We'll see. If one of our mutual Edita friends will, you know, swivel the pickle and have you go do a little, then maybe. Let's talk about it.
Fucking Popo. So, which drug is your state most addicted to? Is an article that came out on mike.com, and it's from Policy Mike. And they just talk about, they put together an illustration, and the growing trend apparently in America is the addiction to heroin is getting high. But, and I'll flip this over,
baby, just
for the people watching live, I'll flip this over so you guys can see this. Fucking bam, here we go. So motherfucking, and yeah, I got a fucking virus. As
why
you can see,
ain't Arizona
shots.
See, that's what happens when you ain't got a Mac computer.
Yo, yeah, I know.
Well, trust you got one, but you don't choose to use it.
But this motherfucking map, yeah, Arizona and New Mexico has no information. Then we have marijuana across the motherfucking board, but apparently if you're in If you're in Illinois, Pennsylvania, shouts out to Travelord, watch out, fucking New York, all these fucking areas over here in the East Coast, heroin is what's popping. And then opiates up in Vermont and New Hampshire. What is opiates? Is that
kind of like cocaine? More down. No, opiates. I mean, people could smoke opiates. It's kind of like...
That's where all those rich people, like, every time I think of, like, Connecticut and... I just think of blue blood motherfuckers who are just making millions of dollars a second living up there. And then,
Eastern China. Sort of, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. And then, lastly, stimulants are popping in, Georgia out there, in ATL. They getting turned up fucking, Nebraska, which I still to this day, I don't believe people really live in Nebraska. I had a supervisor once who, said that she was a Mexican, and she said that she was from Nebraska. I did not believe her, and this went on for several years till she finally found her birth certificate and showed me that her Mexican ass was indeed born in Nebraska. I did not know there was Mexican Cornhuskers, but I learned that day.
Well, who do you think does the damn thing? It's fucking they ship us in. We done shit out some kids. Thank you, baby. And then we you know what I'm saying?
And then Lastly, fucking California, Nevada, and Utah are getting it popping with the stimulants, which isn't a surprise because Nevada, you got Las Vegas, California, you got the entertainment capital of the world, you know, them with New York. So, yeah, I'm not surprised. So,
yes, I'm just wondering that Arizona really, it's kind of, they don't know the thing. Why does it happen?
Yeah, no, I thought that was fucked up. Like, they went through everybody else and they got to Arizona and New Mexico. I was like, who cares?
No, but honestly, we're a culture, I forget the fucking $5 word, but we pretty much a big old mixture of shit, and we have fucking from your fucking Cave Creek meth heads to your goddamn, you know what I'm saying, a Scottsdale coke heads. There's just so many things.
So the South Phoenix weed heads, like it goes, yeah, it keeps
dirt
going.
Weed.
Smoking on that Reggie.
What do people from California call it? And I hate the way they what they call it. What do they call Reggie? They
call it. I forgot, but I know what you're talking about.
It's to me, it's the equivalent when a fucking dyke calls himself a stud. Shut the fuck.
Just shut up, people.
Shut up.
And a quick update. For anybody who cares, the Burgers and Bullets incident, apparently the four children of the gun instructor shot dead a couple weeks ago while giving a 9-year-old lessons on firing a Uzi submachine gun. And shouts out to moms. Moms just walked through. She's still here. And actually, I got to tell y'all that funny story in a minute, too. But
weren't you supposed to not to say, yeah, you're going to get rid of her, but
she was moving on Saturday. And so I'll tell you about our Saturday. We had a fun little Saturday, ain't that right?
Mindful of the time, my friend.
But to the four children of the gun instructor, they came out and they did a video basically telling the girl that they didn't blame her and that they loved her and said, someday we hope that we can meet you, hug you, all that shit. So update on Bob's Burgers or Bob or Bob's Burgers.
Love Bullets.
That's a Love Bullets.
Oh,
love
no, the boners is what the show is. Shit, we're getting off something.
Fucking Bullets and Burgers. Them kids ain't mad no more. So, shouts out to them for being love and peaceful and, yeah, black hippie style. But real quick, yesterday with moms, because the whole plan was, for those who don't know, Hurricane Arizona, we talked about, came through, fucked up mom's house, flooded out the entire carpet, water got in her walls, so on and so forth. We moved her in with us. So she was she's staying with us. And the apartment complex tried to clean it. They did a piss poor job. And so they declared that they were going to get her a new apartment. So then the plan was for me, moms, my sister, and my soon-to-be stepbrother, or is it stepbrother? Brother-in-law. I still don't. I get those mixed up. His brother-in-law, right? When he's marrying my sister?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Brother-in-law. So we went to go move moms, and so we get the key, and we go to check out the new place, and the key don't work. And I'm like, oh, that's a good sign. They gave us a key, that's a bad sign. They gave us a key, and the motherfucker don't work. So we go get another key. We go in, and the carpet's clean and all that, but we get into the kitchen, and there's, like, cat piss mildew all in the fucking ground. Like, it smells like cat piss, and the freezer and the thing is just, it's just completely fucked up. And we went back like, this is unacceptable. No, we can't have my mom's move in here. And so they were like, well, we're going to have to figure out what we're going to have to do. And so basically that's the only apartment left. So where we're at the standpoint is either we're going to have to move the stuff out of mom's house so they can cut the carpet up and then just put whole new carpet in there. Or we're going to have to just have the people like let mom break her lease and we'll just move her somewhere else. But you need to break the lease without charging us because it was an act of God that fucked up the apartment complex. We compromised by saying, no, of course not. Of course not. Which is once again where these all these over regulation and laws comes into play. But whatever. So that's the game plan. So, yeah, mom's is still in here at the We the People's complex. And we getting it in, but the boys
tell
are
me,
loving.
Tell me, mama be cooking though.
Oh yeah, mom throws down when she throws down. Yeah, and she, the boys, you know, is loving mom's being here, hanging out with her every day, all day. So yeah, they're enjoying it. We're having a good time. So, but yeah, fuck America. on to more pressing matters in the world.
Get it in.
I never thought that I would say this, but Waka Flocka might be an American hero.
Yo, you know what?
The reason real quick why he might be a American hero is this man is out creating jobs. He's out there.
Obama can't do.
He's doing what Obama has not been able to do and Bush has not been able to do. The past 16 years, no one has been able to do what Waka Flocka Flame has done. And this man is creating a new job. And he posted this on his Instagram. He is hiring a blunt roller with an annual salary of $50,000.
With health benefits.
I would take it without health benefits. I figured this shit, I'd get on Obamacare. I'd be rolling fucking Waka Flocka's blunts and on Obamacare chilling. $50,000 a year. All I got to do is roll your blunts. Dog. How much weed do you smoke for one? And two, where do I put in my application? Like, do you need references? Like, do I need a little Ray Ray from the block?
He rolled mad blunts. No, nothing.
Ill with them blunts, yo, with the loosies and all that, son. Yo, he smiled crazy, yo. You need to fuck with them,
blunts
yo.
So good and so big and so thick. I feel hella mad gay when I'm smoking this shit, but it hit real good because aerodynamic and the... You know what? I'm just more interested in figuring, and I just want to go on job interviews just because I love job interviews. Sometimes, even when I was unemployed, because like I said, I had my job, the main gig I was working on, I was going to fucking interviews just for the shit of it because you know what? Who doesn't like getting blowed? You know what I mean? Who doesn't like getting some dome? And to me, that's what job interviews were because I'd go in.
Dude, that's exactly what it is.
You know what I'm saying? Show my dick off.
Give each other a rim job, yo.
Yes, and I would just love, just so I could hear him say, well, how, you know, just for them to, you know what I'm saying, blow me, compliment me, hire me, and, you know, it gave me a, you know what I'm saying, boost up the ego. It's that ego shit. What was I going to say? I'm sorry. Backtracking, falling off. Waka Flocka, I would love to be in an interview because I'm wondering, obviously he's going to have to have questions. Obviously you want to make sure y'all click because if you're going to roll my blunts, you're going to be with me under personal situations. I wonder if it was just a gimmick, man, but
I don't know. And that is funny because it might be a gimmick, but he did get, I guess you could technically call this because he had told, I'm paying $50,000 a year for a blunt roller, hashtag I can roll. And I can roll got 33,000 fucking posts. And it's just a bunch of niggas dry snitching on themselves, rolling the doja and blazing. And you can't really.
You know what? That's where the fucking the upper ears, the aliens, the motherfuckers are way above us. That's how they got us.
Oh, here we go.
Just to they say the CIA invented the selfie. You know what I'm saying? To make sure they have updated pictures of us.
Oh.
But
and now we got to update of who's smoking weed and who hates their job because they want to make $50,000 a year going to do this. So all y'all niggas are snitching on yourself. So I'm just there you go.
God bless. No, it's funny. As I was at work, the moment, and it's so funny because there's this other terrorist-looking motherfucker that's in my classroom right now, so just finishing training. And this fucking shit shots out of, like, as soon as he fucking hears it, like, he dry snitched on himself. He's like, and mind you, this is a half Iranian, half white fucking mixture. But this motherfucker in class goes, oh my God, Waka Flocka's giving $50,000 for a weed roller. And I'm like, you fucking idiot. Like, we're in goddamn class right now. Even I have more sense than to do that.
To do that in class. Yeah.
In class. There you go. I was very excited, though, and I can't wait for my opportunity to shine. But still, I'm like, fuck. So, yeah. So it might be real. I don't know. It was on New Stream, so shit. I don't know.
Yo, and I wouldn't be surprised, because I've told everybody the story of how I went to the conservatory. When I graduated, I moved out to California, and I was interning at a recording studio, the Program Studios. And I was interning there for about a month. I was there for a month working off of, Sunset and Vine. So, like, I was deep in the middle of Hollywood. And me as a intern, my responsibility was to be the fucking gopher for the entire studio. And the job that I did every day, and I did the most often outside of cleaning and vacuuming, was going up the street and buying blunt wraps. That was one of my big jobs. My biggest driving job was driving to have people to help them go pick up their medical marijuana. Like, so 2/3 of my job as an intern in the music industry was all about picking up substances and helping people get they high on. So I would not be surprised if this is a legit job. Wouldn't be surprised. So
I mean, and honestly, fucking one of my favorite producers, what is it? Daz Dillinger, or just Daz, Snoop's cousin. This motherfucker went from producing for fucking Tupac to just strictly being fucking Snoop Dogg's personal blunt roller. Like, I don't know if I'm hoping he gets paid, but when I saw that Snoop Lion bullshit documentary, fucking they had Daz back there. And instead of, you know, like when, you know, like right now on our screen, we'll have our name, something under us. Usually, yeah. You see it on the news, it'll give you like a title, what they are, who they work for, what they're known for, musician, producer, whatever. The fucking DVD they put on their fucking Snoop's cousin. I'm like, motherfucker, dude, this nigga's done some really dope shit.
Yeah, one of the most underrated producers of his time. Like, he was, Daz was, like, and it was funny, too, because we kind of talked about that. Like, I've always been more East Coast rap than I am. I've always been more East Coast rap than I am West Coast rap, but some East Coast rap gets a little too East Coast, so I can't go that far back or whatever, if you will. Like, a lot of Wu-Tang shit, I do respect Wu-Tang as the hip-hop generals that they are, but I can't get into a lot of their music because it's too East for me. But over on the West Coast, I could always say that even though I didn't really fuck with too many of the gangster rap music, Daz Dillinger as a producer, anytime Daz had a beat, you can guarantee that motherfucker was slapping. So I always have respect for Daz. Daz is a motherfucking G. So shit is crazy.
Yeah.
Speaking of other people and what they get paid for, Jennifer Lopez and Iggy Azalea are going to war. They're starting the booty wars, and they're starting this through a song called Booty. Have you seen this video?
I have not.
Me neither.
I hate Jennifer Lopez, but I could just imagine that there's going to be some booty. And that makes me very excited to see said video. And
actually, I got the link in the notes, and while we are talking, shit, come on, play, motherfucker. See, that's what happens when you have a PC. I'm such a Mac guy, and a lot of people, Macs are for idiots. Well, I'll be the idiot that doesn't have fucking viruses. Hey. This is bullshit. Yeah.
Say what you will, but fuck, do I have to be an idiot because I want shit that's easy, because I want shit that's convenient, because I want
and shit that doesn't break all the goddamn time?
I have to get this to do that, and I gotta fucking rob Peter to pay Paul. Fuck that. Make it easy. Give me not what I want. Give me not what I need. Give me that shit that I desire.
And you know what? My Mac doesn't work right now, and you know why my Mac doesn't work? Because I've dropped a fucking chandelier on it. That's why it's not working right now. It's not because a virus issue. Or nothing. It's not a software issue. It's a hardware issue because something fell on it and broke it. This PC shit, it's a software issue. But anyway, I'm going to play this in the background because I ain't seen the video. And it starts off with a warning. Stand by for countdown. Okay. Prepare audience for maximum impact. Okay. Full immersion. Is this in 3D? I feel like I'm about to be at IMAX. There is really a 10-second countdown at the beginning of this video. Oh, and Popo's going through the motions over there. And we're back to our regular release scare. Oh, huh?
Was that being heard?
Oh, just a little, but you good. You good. Fucking, okay, J-Lo and Iggy. I'm live watching the video right now.
Can you put the shit on my screen, please?
Oh, yeah, we're going to get we're gonna get pulled off of YouTube, but oh well, that's what we take chances over here at the IBHM podcast. So bang. Can you still see it?
I can see it. Can I get a full screen please?
Oh, I just did full screen. Is it full screen for you?
I'm looking at the Katie Hurry and the shit that's around. So it's not full screen.
Oh, okay. Well, full screen for me, but
it's looking pretty choppy. Oh, goodness.
I know. I'm going to full screen this bitch. So even if you can't see it in full screen, I want to see this bitch in full screen. So, well, yeah.
I'm not even seeing much. I think
I just realized I'm listening to a song and it's on mute. Wait, let me actually turn up the volume so I can hear what it actually sounds like.
I just see, right now it's stuck on an image, which I'm assuming is J-Lo and Iggy. And Iggy, well, let's see, one tall fucking bitch.
Oh, she is, yo. I would so climb that Australian mountain.
J-Lo's head is to this bitch's shoulder and they're holding hands. And it reminds me of the picture of fucking Shaq and it's like that little bitch that used to be on there. I forget what it was called. Hoops. Uh-huh. I mean, Hoops.
Oh, Hoops. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it just looked like this motherfucker's holding a baby. And
this is a horrible song, I must say.
I can't even hear anything, right?
I know, yeah. It's only playing through my headphones, but
take
this is
off.
A horrible
song. I just see them holding hands. I don't even see. Where's the goddamn booty I was promised? Oh, wait.
Here we go.
J-Lo's so overrated, yo.
Yeah, like... I like
this
J-Lo.
She should have been left fucking being a fly girl. It should have ended there.
Yeah, shouts out to Jamie Foxx, who knew her when she was just J-Ho. This is a horrible song. I do want to hear Iggy's verse, though. I want to hear if she came with it, at least.
Oh, she'd have to. Iggy's.
I don't care about her fake accent. Oh, here we go. Wait, let me run it back. Did Iggy give it
to
him?
Can we put this shit on speaker so we all can hear? Or... I guess it won't matter because either way it's going to cut into the music.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, my sister to fucking listen to this. She's a mean cunt. And she didn't mind. She actually said she listened to it. She didn't like the background music. And I'm like,
she did? She's a hater.
No, it's because she listens. She actually is into podcasts too. It surprised me. But it's some faggot on YouTube named Shane Dawson. But when he does his podcast, I guess they're real personal. You know what I'm saying? You can like hear him breathe. Hear the sticky stuff that's in the mouth and the throat, and you know, it can kind of, you know, I'm wiping my asshole, you know. That's the kind of shit. So
it's always like a preference. Like, if that's your preference, then listen to podcasts like that. We do our podcast like this. And of course, like, if our fans started arguing and started saying, hey, yeah, we don't like when you guys do blah, 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 well, we'll listen, you know, to the fans.
But the band tells us something, yeah. Hey, but you know what though? No, my only argument to it, cause it's not like she was talking shit. Cause on the real, the only version I like is the mixed down version with the music in the background. So when I send her a link, I send her the shit that, you know, comes through Podomatic.
Yeah.
I told her if you were to watch this live, you wouldn't have all the extra bullshit in the back. And
if you want the intimate conversation, listen, watch the live video, and you'll get the intimate. If you want to get the motherfucking show, download that bitch.
Free, y'all.
Yes,
give
sir.
A dollar, maybe.
Speaking of something that should be leaked for free, since we waited so long for it, Detox is apparently officially done, but a new Dr. Dre album isn't out of the question. Apparently, as the story goes, this is off of Spin.com. Compton rap icon turned headphone and tech mogul. Dr. Dre has led his fans on a leash called Detox for the past 14 years, toying with our emotions by tossing out a feature here and there and some beat headphones here and there. But apparently, DeJuan Parker, who's a songwriter and producer for Dre's Aftermath Entertainment label, told the show's host that a hotly anticipated album, The Good Doctor's third ever, following 1992's The Chronic and 1999's 2001, which actually that means he should have dropped the fucking album this year because he waited 7 years, and then you wait 14 years the next time. But yeah, he's fucking it up. But apparently the album he's working on is not called Detox. He scrapped Detox a couple years ago and came up with another title. The guy said, I won't say what the title is because I haven't seen it online or anything yet, but he was like, we're going to call it this, and we're going to put it out this way, and so on and so forth. So apparently there's a new Phantom Dr. Dre album for us to wait another 14 years to get, so good luck.
I honestly can't fucking wait, but in the real, I'm not going to be excited until I hear something. But all I know is whatever it's going to be, it's going to be ill.
And I hate to say it because I can't even get excited now until I hear something, because the last time Detox was supposed to come out, he dropped Kush. Kush was a banger.
It was a bad record. Yes, it was.
Kush was a banger. I was like, Dre is back, yo. And then I Need a Doctor, even though I don't think it was a good single. It was a decent song, but it wasn't a good single. But I don't know, man. Like, so now I need to, I won't even, a release date could come out. I won't even, like, believe it. I need to wait until I download that motherfucker, hit play, and it plays all the way through without errors before I'm like, yo, Dre got a new album.
That's the only way we go confirm it until I can play that bitch.
I need to, I can hear that motherfucker.
One thing I will say though, I don't forget. Marijuana affects the brain, girl.
That's the weed, and something else that actually affects the brain. Mm. Keeping the show moving because I know Popo, unfortunate, so sad fuck ass has to go to work. But speaking of mental diseases, I came across this.
Perfect segue.
A new study coming out of CNN Health says that schizophrenia is actually 8 diseases. And this is kind of horrifying. They say what we know and psychiatrists have diagnosed for decades is schizophrenia may really be 8 separate diseases. Scientists at Washington University in St. Louis analyzed the DNA of more than 4,000 people with schizophrenia. And I always hate, like, okay, let's do this thing, but it's 4,000 people. Is that enough people to really, like, know some shit? Don't we need, like, 4 million? I need 4 million reviews.
Considering that it takes, 1% of the entire population, I mean, that's... It's a fragment of a number, man, but I mean, yeah.
But apparently they matched any gene variations they found in the DNA with study participant, and in doing so they found several gene clusters that appear to cause 8 distinctive classes of schizophrenia. And complex diseases such as schizophrenia may be influenced by hundreds or thousands of genetic variants that interact with one another in complex ways. And this I'm actually not surprised about, because even I've talked about, you know, me having synesthesia, and I don't know all that causes synesthesia, but I'm starting to think that my synesthesia affects me in other ways. Like, I've talked about, you know, how I've been self-medicating ever since I was 17, 18 years old, if you will. Actually 16, if you want to get the official start date. But the one thing that I find interesting, like a day of work, I'll be at work for however many hours. I get off work, and then I got the boys and the missus, and then once the boys, we get everybody to sleep, and it's me and it's quiet. It takes me like 2 hours of being by myself and before I could finally unwind and fall asleep. And a lot of it is just overstimulation throughout the day of so much going on that I need to be in a quiet room by myself with no sounds, no nothing going on. I gotta start the shutdown process of my body, if you will. And I'm starting to wonder if it has something to do with synesthesia, because if I hear shit and I see shit, who else knows what clusters are mixing up? So there's no fucking telling. So I'm off, y'all. I'm a little off. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. That's what 2 Chainz was talking about.
That's what it was. And my fucking mind, y'all, on the road. And the fucked up thing is, y'all getting a filter. I'm so fucking wackoed, and I'm truly crooked from my dick of a roach leg to the fucking mind and how it splits. Yeah.
And that's why you fans need to come in, show love. Y'all need to add Popo as a friend and let him know you love him. We're gonna start a Give Popo a Hug Day. That's what we're gonna do. Is it October 1st? Give Popo a Hug Day.
I need love.
We all need love, because it's a cold, cold world. And like I said, we all need love, because the rapture has already happened. We're just the dumb fucks left behind. And
Jesus take the wheel.
Chetch. But shots out.
He got shots out.
Shots out to Princeton University, who is proving that even if the rapture isn't here, one thing that also isn't here is democracy. Ooh. As Princeton University concluded that the American government, they did a study and they decided that the American government isn't a democracy. And I want to read through this a little bit with you guys, because this there's a lot of powerful stuff in here, and I think this says a lot about what's going on in the world and why the system is crumbling and falling apart. It's because we're being presented that we're living in a democracy, but according to a lot of stats, we actually aren't. A new scientific study from Princeton researcher Martin Gallens and Northwestern research Benjamin I. Page has finally put some science behind the recent popular argument that the United States isn't a democracy anymore. And they found that, in fact, America is basically, and I can't pronounce this word, so I got it back in the back. Let me click pronounce. It is an oligarchy, people. And for those of you just like me who didn't go to college or are like, Burst, what the fuck is an oligarchy? It is a system where power is effectively wielded by a small number of individuals defined by their status called oligarchs. Members of the oligarchy are the rich and the well-connected and the politically powerful, as well as particularly well-placed individuals in institutions like banking and finance and or military. Now, what this sounds like to me is what all these conspiracy theorists have been complaining about for a while, about the Illuminati and the shadow government and the New World Order. Maybe it is a reality, and not so much so in the sense of that's this world domination thing, but it might just be simply we're seeing the evidence of a different type of government than what is being presented to us. What do you think?
I wasn't listening. Yes.
It's all good, because to continue, for the study, Gillens and Page compiled data from roughly 1,800 different policy initiatives in the years between 1981 and 2002. Then they compared those policy changes with the expressed opinion of the United States public, comparing the preferences of the average American at the 50th percentile of income to what those Americans at the 90th percentile preferred, as well as the opinions of major lobbying or business groups. Researchers found out that the government followed the directives set forth by the latter two much more often. So while the American public was saying that, hey, we want to do this and we want this, it was actually the 90th percentile, which is the lobbying groups and business groups, who are actually making the changes. And so, in other words, the stats are saying that your opinion literally doesn't matter. And I've wrestled with this, but I finally came to the conclusion the next presidency that comes up when Obama's out of office, I'm not voting for president anymore, because as I've suspected, our vote doesn't mean shit. It doesn't matter. There are people in office, and you can call them whatever the fuck you want to call them, but there are people in office who are dictating what direction this is going, and they can give a fuck what you think about it.
In honesty, and I'll keep my shit brief, because the truly shit that I'm passionate about, I keep to my goddamn self. Well, not really. Well, I guess whatever. Anyways, back to I feel like shit could make a change, but we need to start from the goddamn bottom up. You don't expect to believe and think that we can control the very, very top, because it don't fucking work that way. There's a structure. Shit is built with purpose and with good or bad reason.
Yeah.
But it's built with a structure that keeps it firm and stable. Mm-hmm. And if, once again, a fucking building doesn't, I mean, it could have beams in the middle of it, but the support is at the bottom.
Yeah.
That's its base. That's its foundation. You fuck with the foundation, you fuck with everything else.
And that's basically what has happened, because we did start off as a democracy, but as we got bigger and bigger, we've worked ourselves out of a democracy. Now, whether that's been on purpose or not, hey, who knows? But the study goes on to say that that might explain... That might explain why mandatory background checks on gun sales supported by 83 to 91% of Americans aren't in place, or why Congress has taken no action on the greenhouse gas emissions, even though such legislation is supported by the vast majority. Then it finally goes on to say that this problem has steadily escalated for four decades. While there are some limitations to their data set, economists Thomas Piketty and Emmanuel Suez, shouts out to the essay, who's also in this, constructed income stats based on IRS data going back to 1913, and they found that the gap between the ultra wealthy and the rest of us is much bigger than you would think. And there was one other, where's it at? Yeah, here we go. They calculated that as of September 2013, the top 1% of earners had captured 95% of all income gains since the Great Recession ended. The other 99% saw a net 12% drop of their income. So not only is the oligarchy making the rich richer, it's driving policy that is making everyone else poor. So There's your evidence right there, people. We're not in a democracy. The stats show that this isn't a democracy. You can't break math. That's the math. So stop voting, people. It doesn't matter. We've already lost.
Nah. Have hope and attack, yo. We can't do shit by not doing anything. And we can't keep being distracted. That's what I feel. So that's what I want to end it on. Quit being distracted. You goddamn quit.
Pop a hole in the fucking beach ball, people, and pay attention.
There we go. Never mind. Leave it on me.
And so on that note, I think it's about that time.
Yeah. I'm ready for it.
You got to put on your purr face. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for dedications.
Oh, I wish I could sing.
Okay. And I don't know about Papo, but I have three dedications this week. And shouts out to Charlemagne the God, who started a podcast called The Brilliant Idiots. It's one of my favorite podcasts already. I'm only like three episodes in. But shouts out to Charlemagne, who has an appreciative eye for the vintage vagina. Oh, and on this episode of the IBHM podcast, I have three dedications, and they are all vintage vagina. If you're under 40 years of age, I need you to get out of here, please. It's vintage vagina right now.
I pick one. I wanted to try to match it, because when we do this dedication, this is and I wouldn't say the satanic portion of the show. this is where we bring one obviously not a virgin, whore, because we don't sacrifice virgins. Those deserve to be praised and put on a pedestal up high.
You're supposed to sacrifice the virgin. They have
no.
They have the most power.
Well, no. That's not how it works.
The whore is already getting sacrificed. You got to sacrifice the virgin.
You
watch Cabin in the Woods.
The way, because I hate fucking quote unquote horror films. I'm saying not even if it's gonna give me pussy. No to the horrors. No, the reason why I want them when I make my sacrifices because I'm truly a fucking Islamic extremist at heart. To where the virgins are up in heaven, and maybe that's where they are, because they're sacrificing, and that's why motherfuckers gonna have 72 virgins when they go up to heaven. But I feel like if you're gonna sacrifice, if you're gonna burn a bitch, burn the bitch that be burning, motherfuckers, and those are the whores.
Hey, have you ever practiced Islam? Because you are starting to turn into a Muslim. You are in love with Kadaji Dare. You got the beard going on. You're waiting for the virgins in heaven. You're starting to sound like a Muslim to me, Papa.
Hey. Just because I got it on Rosetta Stone and I read the Quran five times and pray five times a day don't mean I'm a goddamn Islamic.
You gotta hit him with the jihad.
Don't label me. Don't hit me with that shit. I hate labels. Hate boxes. I don't fit in pants. Feels real uncomfortable. I got switching shorts every goddamn end of the day. Real terrible. No. Because they're watching this. I ain't gonna say nothing like that. But like I said, you sacrifice. Righteous kills, my friend. Righteous kills.
So we'll do this. I'll knock
go back and forth, though.
Or, well, I was good, because you only got one, right?
No, I got three.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll go back and forth.
There's a light bulb ready for burning.
See, my third one, we'll do this. We'll go back and forth. I'll do one, you do one, so on and so forth. But then the last one, I got to say my last one last. I got to say this last, because the last one is the specialist of the vintage vagina. So, do you want to start first, or how do you want to do it?
I guess I'll start first. Now, you know what? And I'll start off because she isn't necessarily, she's not there yet. She's 37, might as well be 40.
About to be vintage,
Donna. Yeah, she's pre-vintage, so I think it's best to start with her. But what the hell's her name? Yo, Alicia Silverstone from Clueless. Better known from that, and I really haven't seen her in much shit else. I think she married Ben Stiller. I don't know someone else. I forget. Hey, I think she did marry Ben Stiller, so the last time I seen her was fucking Dodgeball. But yeah, like I said, better known for Clueless. That's my baby. That's shit. She's the reason why I love white bitches and Jeep Wranglers. I mean, I can't pinpoint it to anything better than her. Like I said, she was born October 4th, 1976. That's up to my Libras.
She's married to Christopher Jarecki, who's a musician, radio show host, and actor. He's best known for his work as the front man for Geffen Records signed band Stun. So whoever the fuck that is, that's who.
Never
she's
heard of him. I'm a big fan of Interscope though and Geffen, so he must be all right.
But yeah, shouts out to pre vintage vagina. That's the perfect setup.
She about to come in it and on the rail. God bless her. She's just beautiful. She's nice. She's sweet. I've heard none but awesome things. She didn't, you know what I'm saying, blow up as I would have thought. But I mean, we can say that's a good thing because she didn't whore herself.
And she still looks good.
Oh, God. Can you say Wedita?
Madita. Fucking, I hate pop-up commercials. I gotta refresh my screen. I don't care about them hot deals, yo. My
people,
first
you don't
vacation,
know me. Quit offering the shit.
You don't know me. My vintage vagina goes to this ageless, beautiful, wonderful woman who turned 43 on September 18th. Once again, I think that's Libra, so shouts out to the Libra. And my vintage vagina, number one, goes to Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, I can't lie. She might have started my dyke fetish too, man. I remember seeing her with the low down dirty shame.
Oh.
I never appreciated a bald bitch until then. Then again, I was only a few years old. So
other than Amber Rose, Jada Pick, actually Jada does it better. She does everything mm-hmm. she does. She does better than everybody mm-hmm. else. But those are the only two women who I could set with bald heads. Like, I don't care when they do like the half bald, like mm-hmm. Casey did that. I thought that was cute. But the complete full bald, no. Yeah, it's only two that can do it.
That takes a special breed. And you. You know who wasn't bad too? I kind of liked her, even though she was mad niggish. The girl from Orange is the New Black, the little dyke black bitch in that one.
Yeah, I do like her. And
she's
actually,
cute. A little itty bitty pitties. I like it.
That's the chick like Poussey, who is having an affair with the writer, who after so many years of marriage decided that she was gay, and she's getting it in with
Kenji Cohen. Get the fuck out of the creator or one of the writers.
Creator, I want to say.
Oh,
we didn't
no.
talk about this on the show.
Oh no, Kenji Cohen. Yahweh is not going like this. Oh God, she's Jewish.
Oh, here we go. Yes, the creator. I thought we talked about this.
Mm-mm.
Orange is the new. Let me throw this in the notes.
And you know what? You were so funny, man. Actually, I told you I work at this domestic violence shelter, which did you fucking know it? Hey, look at it.
Look who they hire. They don't do that.
Look at me wearing my chairs. They don't snitch on me. That shit. No. And like I said, I take this shit mad seriously. Now we'll knock a motherfucker out who does that shit in front of me.
No, that's real spit.
Yeah, real spit. So, whatchamacallit? But this is little dyke couple, and one's a Wadita. She's a vintage vagina. You know what I'm saying? Got two kids, down on her luck. Means a 19-year-old little dyke bitch who's a German Spanish version of Poussey. And I'm like, I noticed the trends and what these bitches do and how they prey on older women, man. It's kind of funny. It's kind of like the daddy syndrome thing, so they do it for the mama. It's weird.
That's crazy. Yeah. But yeah, the writer is Lauren Morelli. She broke up with her husband and began dating Samira Wiley, who is the actress who plays Poussey on the show. And I guess she was talking about how she always considers herself a not very sexual person. And I guess one night she realized, oh, maybe I just don't like dick. So...
I guess find happiness, because the real motherfuckers with dicks are, unless they love you and they want to get you there and foreplay is that beginning option, they just want to get it in, come and split. That's all. And
skeet.
So the windows to the walls, and I'm out the fucking door. I think that's why it's like that. From the windows to the walls, so you get all distracted and discombobulated, and the nigga runs out the door.
Mm.
Just like that.
Because he let off his love juice, and he's. Over the filling now. I always say, shouts out to Joe Rogan. Anytime you're about to make a real big life changing event, jerk off, and then after you jerk off, then think about it again and think about if you still really want to do that.
Yeah, it goes with big purchases or having to drive to go get a bitch or come back just so you can fuck possibly, maybe, and I have to drive the bitch back. I don't think so. Next dedication, and you know, I don't normally. And it's not that, it's not just because I'm a racist and I hate the color of black skin. but my next education is definitely vintage vagina. She's honestly a goddess. She looks better now than she did when she was younger, because she looked a little hood rat back in the day.
Uh-oh.
And I hope we don't have her on here. Hopefully we're not fighting for her. If so, either which way, she was born January 20th, 1967. She's at the tender, loving age of 47. Probably takes dick like a champ now, because she knows what for what it's worth. I forget what her name was in my favorite movie, also in conjunction with my first dedication, but Miss Stacy Loretta Dash.
Yeah, she's not my dedication, actually, because the black community has turned on Stacy Dash, but she's still a bad bitch. Yeah, that's why she's on your guys' team now.
Stacey Bronx.
I'm not mad, because that is vintage vagina. No. I am not mad.
All I know is God, I'm gonna just say this real fast because I'm coming out like a geeky faggot right now. But one of my favorite lines in Clueless was when Alicia Silverstone asked Stacey Dash, asking her, "Would you ever call me conceited, or would you say that I'm conceited, or I forgot? Fuck, wow, I can't believe I'm forgetting the word. Would you call me something, some bad thing?" And then Stacey Dash, fucking, mind you, it was just a well-written script, so I'm pretty sure she didn't ad-lib it. But she's like, "Not to your face." So it was like one of the most realest shits because she's saying, "No, I wouldn't call you that shit to your face."
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to talk shit, but not to your face. God, I love
it. When you turn around, I'm going to talk about you, bitch.
Yeah, but baby, I would never say that to you. That would hurt your feelings. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I want to talk me some shit. That's what I do. But anyway, Stacey Dash, she's beautiful.
Bang.
And yeah, I can't really say too much about her. I don't really know too much of her besides. I think the last time I seen her in something outside the Clueless was in the goddamn Kanye West video. And I'm pretty sure we made her dedication before, but hey. Vintage.
No, we ain't ever used her.
Kind of like Coos, man. It was so nice they named it twice.
It's so nice. But, she lost the black community when she went full on Mitt Romney. And, like, it, there's one thing
black
to be
Republicans.
Like. It's one thing to be a black Republican. And it's another thing where it turned into where it seems like a character. It seems like that's her new character right now to stay in the press. Because it's like, you can have that opinion. I'm not mad. But it looks like you're trying to capitalize off of it.
And you have to. You know what I'm saying? A bitch doesn't get new pair of titties and some ass shots and not fucking wear yoga pants and some tight shirts. That just ain't the way business go.
Let them know.
All right.
Now, my second dedication is also motherfucking Vintage Vagina. And this person has been in the entertainment industry forever and a day, and looks the exact same as she did when she first arrived on the scene. Ooh. And I'm showing her love because this person was the actress for a very, very long time, and she's recently switched over to TV, and she's the main character in the mysterious summer thriller Extinct, and that is Halle motherfucking Berry.
Oh, vintage. God, that's vintage.
Vagina. Halle. Go back to
Berry.
Was it Boomerang or Jungle Fever? Whatever. I can't remember what her first movie was, but she, to this day, she's aged about 5 years across her entire 20-something year career.
Yeah.
Vagina. Respect it. Vintage Vagina.
Honestly, I think she was the first, like, I couldn't even fucking say it. I'm just overtly trying to be racist. Love, forgive me. But yeah, she's bad on the real. Can't ever argue with it. Who was she with? Something Bennett?
Eric Benet. And she's currently married to some foreign dude, but they might be divorced. I don't know. I don't really keep up with their personal lives. I just like some of the stuff that they do in their family. So. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, on to my last dedication. In honesty, where the fuck did my phone go? She is, to me, one of the baddest. She's one of those I would honestly wish I had land and a farm. I would build a moat around my farm so outsiders can come around and come to my beautiful goddess of a woman. Who is aging and probably whatever. Anyways, she's the baddest. She was in one of my first in the first shows I've ever actually liked so much to go and buy the fucking seasons of. She was born August 2nd, 1964. This bitch is 50. About to be 51, I guess. She was last time I seen her was an RIPD. She did Red 1 and 2, which I just love seeing her. I didn't know of this beautiful woman until the series of Weeds came about. My last dedication, the most beautiful, the lovely, the forever, just glorious, Güerita, Mary Louise Parker, yo.
Oh, Mary.
Mary Louise, Louise, Miss Parker!
I am actually not aware of her, so oh yeah, that is the chick from Weeds. She's 50. Vintage Vagina.
If ever.
Yeah. I'm with that. And I'll see your Mary Louise.
I'll see your 50
because my dedication is 66.
Oh,
my last dedication.
Nigga, you wouldn't try to tout me. What's up? Who is
And my dedication goes to the ultimate ultimate woman in vintage vagina. And this woman is, it's probably because of her why I grew up to be a good man and a good husband and a good father, because of the morals that that she instilled into me and watching her and her daily interactions through TV, because TV raised me.
Oh, I did to my mama.
And
I'm so disrespectful.
No.
Even I'm like, oh.
No. My vintage vagina goes to motherfucking Felicia Rashad, y'all. The motherfucking mom that was on the Cosby Show. She is the definition of vintage vagina. And she's the reason why I grew up and got married. Because I watched the Cosby Show. I was like, I want a woman just like her. Felicia Rashad.
Honestly.
Ultimate vintage vagina dedication. Bang.
So
and her birthday is the day before mine. It's June 19th. Bang.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
Six. She knows that reference. Oh, God. One thing I will say, because in straight up honesty, as much as I can seem fucking fascist, fucking pig-headed, straight up all around racist asshole, the one thing about a woman that's truly remarkable, besides her outside, you know, beauty, to have a good heart, to have a strong back, you know what I'm saying, to be supportive, to know when something's fucking up, to be able to be the bridge.
The definition of what Ja Rule later turned into a down-ass bitch.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes. The true glue, you know what I'm saying? The type of shit to where, you know what I'm saying, when God and the fucking devil made, you know what I'm saying, broke fucking modes, you know what I'm saying? Shit you don't see nowadays anymore. Goddamn. Yeah. Mm. Mama. That's why I love mamas, in honesty. I love mamas.
Mm. Yes, sir.
And I hate mine.
So on that note, once again, our email is the ibhmpodcast@gmail.com. Questions, comments, whatever, hit us up over there. You can find us on the web at Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Tumblr, Podomatic. Just add ibhmpodcast in an appropriate spot. Subscribe to the show on Stitcher, iTunes, and Podomatic. Just search I'm Black, He's Mexican. If you don't feel like doing any of that, head to the website, ibhmpodcast.com, and find all of the links there. And we might have some big news coming up. We won't talk about it until the signatures are on the dotted line. But your boys are making big moves, and Popo is about to take us to the next level with some shit. So, it's in the works. So we'll talk about it when it's time to talk.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
I kind of almost want to give a little bit like
This is the cliffhanger. This is how you end the season two of Walking Dead. You end with the fucking that building or that place, that safe haven they were living in, got all fucked up, and then you end the season and you gotta wait till the next episode before you find out what happened. So again,
it's a big deal.
Yeah. And I'm Black and he's Mexican,
they say.
And if you don't like this podcast, what might they be, Popo?
You might be some kind of Barbara Streisand, antique shopping, wearing socks with your goddamn sandals, probably fucked through the goddamn dick hole, fucking put mayo on your goddamn sandwiches, looking ass racist.
So, until next time, ladies and gentlemen, whoa! Bang, bang.
Bang.
Made the web, you don't need a name. Man made of thoughts, I ain't too ashamed. Every thought I had, put it in a box. Everybody see it, just before the cops. Trolling, trolling, trolling these niggas. We're rolling these niggas, they mad cause they don't know any better. Hold up, it's the kid, quick, tell him he can't sit with us. Fuck it, got money, bought friends like I'm TBS, BBS. I can see it all with the clarity, real deep. Hope they dig a nigga before they bury me. Even though we were told to go where they wouldn't go. Hella slow, that's that dial up, watch it pile up, fly. We'll be right back.
of our parents lost in the future, who hide the deepest desires and wear a mask like a lucha. Door open. We were smoking in the hotel. The vapors went through the hallway. The manager pissed as hell. I mean, where's the line between Donnie G and Gambino? He hang with girls like Elena, but needed some time to re-up tequila in the cantina. $30 I swallowed, the sauce was so malo. And then she said, you need to grow up. You've been doing this for too long. That camp was a million years ago. Sing me a different song. Whether you're trolling or controlling, just a reminder, you think you get it, you don't. It's that Andrew and Armenheimer, I'm gone. Now I'm back. Give a fuck or give them hell, just not a chance to react. Tyler Durden, this burden hurting, they said it was curtain, certain demise. Look in his eyes, the pain in the averting. I could have stayed where I was and had a life you'd be proud of. But I'd rather chase things never thought of. It was all love, saying go hard, making dope, it's a trap. Akbar, backfire, panic dreams, so it seems we're meant to die. Had to figure it out, it's the best, no that's a lie. Had to get some stuff off my chest, I vaporized. I on my own, it took time to realize. Because the internet, mistakes are forever. But if we fuck up on this journey, at least we're together. Man, I wish I could go back and tell that kid it's make-believe. Make them believe in themselves. People who needed my help. Feelings I felt, healing myself. No one's ever been this lost. I just get the information, retweet it or say it sucks. I just got the motivation, your talent's just bunch of luck. Hard work and dedication, but lately it's run amok. Waking up in these places I don't remember. Text from people I never met. Doors left open. I don't know who I am anymore.
Still on the beat though, still in the game, but he moved with a cheat code. Slowest connection ever, my life inside a computer. Them bands that'll make a dance, my wallet's Lollapalooza. The violence, first person shooter, first person to move, first person to speak. My meals aren't meat, they scream in the streets. Losing my frame of reference, these pieces of shit for breakfast. Funny, the day you born, that's really your death sentence.
Met this girl at a dinner, we conversating. She beautiful in the face, but her voice is truly amazing. Plus she write her own shit, becoming so close-knit. Smoke up and talk in the evening, she helping me focus. No Anna Nicole Smith, she getting hers. Niggas take her props like a musical, live and learn. She says she feel alone all the time, I'm similar. I meet her in my dreams on the moon, I visit her every night, I text her. I wanna solve the world, I think I need your help. She text me, how you gon' trust somebody when you don't trust yourself? I mean, she right though, 45 like a light bulb. And I could've died like my iPhone, but I kept going like a psycho. And I took chance like a dice roll, dropping jewels like it's puberty. Wrote a note on the glass, you see what these labels do to me. Text said I'm wet, I said hold up, wait a minute. H2O plus my D, that's my hood, I'm living in it. Never forget this feeling, never gonna reach a million. Eventually all my followers realize they don't need a leader. Stay on your own shit, fuck what these clones think. Just remember you the shit, but act like it don't stink. We were childish but had to grow up. When you spitting real shit, eventually you throw up. Realities like allergies, I'm afraid to go nuts. Like the biggest troll, but the joke is on us. Yeah, the jokes, you showed up. You're here now. You have to help me. You have to help me. I need you. You have to help me. You have to help me. You have to help me. Please help me. Please help me. Please.
We die.